building a fence from that same man, that papa, Mr. Bonnie's papa, and do you know, I took my lunch, tied on the wire fence, you know, up away from the dog. And I come that paper bag with covered with ants. Now there's no ants in here. All about them fire ants, but them ants what used to eat up your food or get in your clothes. You put your clothes there. Mama, when you get up here and put that pants on, you gotta run back and get it off them thing. And that just thing there with Asima. He was right. I said, he said, man, he said, my pants full of asses. You don't have that no more. Them big old red asses. You know?
Yeah.
But now nothing but them fire asses and they parts.
What about them things that will get in clothes and eat wool and things? And
oh, I know what you're talking about. Well, yeah, they got that.
Balls in there?
You put them, how you going?
Yeah,
that blue white ball in there. Yeah. Well, that'll stop them.
Moth?
Right. But look like they done away with that when they come out with all that different stuff, you know, the spray and everything that get. And such a thing has changed. I went to New Orleans, went to Lowe's State to a moving picture. You see, they got a vaudeville and then a moving picture.
And where to see the picture? Where'd you go to see the picture?
At on Rampart and Canal.
There was a theater.
A theater there, uh-huh. And they had one down. Oh, they had several of them. And do you know you go in there, you come out after them, they don't change all over your clothes in a moving picture. They don't have that now because you see they spray all them things, kill all them. But you couldn't go to Lowe's State. You said no, man, they all up in them seat. I said, well, that's my last time. And while you was some of them houses, you live in there full of chimp, but they don't have that no more. And the only thing what bothers people now is them roach, and if you keep them well spread, you'll do away with them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When you're fishing, sometimes when you're fishing with a cane pole, this thing would come and land on the end of your cane pole.
Land on the cane pole?
Yeah, and you think maybe you're going to catch a fish now that land. You know, it was kind of a long, thin insect, and it had big, shiny, transparent wings.
Well,
and big eyes, you know? And they would hover around the lake, kind of like this, you know? And then they would fly off a little ways.
That thing stay in the water?
No, it's an insect that flies.
I'm just thinking about it, I don't know.
Sometimes they land on your cane pole.
I never seen nothing like that because I never was a fisherman, you see. Yeah, fool around fishing.
You have any snake doctors around here?
They had them. Let me see who was the last snake doctor.
No. I mean, an insect. Okay, the devil's darning needle or a mosquito hawk. You ever hear that?
No.
Dragonfly? You know what? Okay.
But I'll tell you one thing, though. They had a snake doctor. He didn't use no medicine.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
They had a white man. A 2-3 color. Now that ain't no joke. He put his hand on my cousin, Instep. He done that. And I'm guaranteeing you when he got through, he didn't have no more trouble with that. Snake would bite you, but he could kill you. That's something.
What sort of stinging insects do you know about?
Stinging?
Yeah, the one.
Well, what you mean, such as a wasp or bumblebee or yellow jacket? You know what that is?
Where's a yellow jacket nest?
And some are going to stay in the ground.
Okay.
In hilly country.
Yeah.
And you be, well, I know some of them got in my pants. Some of them got in my brother's pants and got in different. Them bastards, they work fast too.
You got any different kinds of wasps?
What? They got all kinds of wasps here. They out now, but you watch next month. Now I'll tell you, I was working in Yarn in World War II, working inside a big heavy South fella. First thing got at us, bumblebee. And I had a straw hat. By Jim, every now and then you hear them, cock up.